People Watching, stories by Brenda Luz. The Ride. I stared at his back while he opened the fridge, his gray t-shirt slightly darker than the metal door. "You still drink white, right?" I nodded. He handed me the wine glass while he poured one for himself, red. Everything about him was so strangely familiar. The shape of him like a tattoo on my brain. I couldn't wash it off. He sat on the chair next to mine. "Have you learned how to ride a bike?" he asked. He smiled, and I smiled as well, because of the intimacy contained in this question, because of the years and the pain, and of everything we lost and never found again along the way. "No," I answered. "Still haven't." He lifted his glass from the kitchen counter and I did the same. "Cheers," we said, when our glasses clinked, leaving a sharp noise in the room. "There's still time," he said. And I sipped my wine and I looked confused. So he said, "To learn." There was a picture hanging on the wall behind him. 3 kids and a dog. And I recognized all of them. "When was that?" I asked, even though I already knew the answer. "You already know the answer," he said. And I laughed. He put his hand on mine. His fingers felt heavy and sharp against my skin, but I didn't move. I just sat there, and I stared at him, his face framed by his wild hair like a portrait. I could see myself reflected in his eyes, and I could swear there was a glimpse of madness in them, or maybe I was just recognizing myself. He let go of my hand. "Nice ring," he said. And I could still feel the weight of his fingers on mine. "Thanks," I said. "It's new." We raised our glasses again, and above the clinking sound, he said, "Congrats." I drank the rest of my wine without looking at him. And then he got up and went to the fridge. And when he got back, he was holding the wine bottle with one hand. And while he refilled my glass, he asked, "When?" And I said, "There's still time."